Welcome to the FitCat Podcast, sponsored by OMRR. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners was founded in 1978. It's a not-for-profit organization of nearly 400 individuals dedicated to wellness, fitness, running, and caring. All OMRR board members are unpaid volunteers. All proceeds to OMRR are used for club-related activities such as supporting local and national charities, organizing local races, publishing the Running Briefs newsletter, and the website, omrr.org, and maintaining a clean environment. We need fitness enthusiasts of all types to support OMRR. Hope you'll become a member and join us in our crusade for fun, fitness, and caring. Welcome to the FitCat View, Faith, Integrity, Together, Community Advocacy Team. Talking about group fitness and running groups, they're a big thing, but they can be very beneficial even if you typically train solo. And I'm joined by Coach Kesta of Coach Kesta Wellness. Thanks for talking with me today. You're involved with so many groups. And basically, I thought we would talk a little bit about how you've been very involved with like running groups and getting people together in the name of fitness. And I feel like a lot of people really rely on groups and they're a great thing. So could you give us like your top three reasons for seeking out a group or starting a group when it comes to fitness?
Sure. I truly believe the benefit or reason seeking out some sort of fitness group, whether it's a running group or a workout group, is accountability and having that camaraderie. You know, you're coming together for a similar goal. And when you know people are counting on you to be there, you're less likely to make that excuse of, oh, I can't do this today, or I'll sleep in a little bit later. You know, knowing that you have coaches waiting on you, or maybe you've made a friend in this group, you know, you're similar pace or something, and you have a lot in common, and you know that person's going to be there, and you don't want to let them down. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons people seek that out. And I know for myself, it's a huge reason I got started. Another one, I think, is you learn some local running knowledge. And by that, I mean you learn about maybe some different trails in the area to go explore and to run, and maybe that you would never have known about.
Yeah, that is a really good one, getting to know your local area and what little...
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe in knowing what areas are the safest to run, what areas you might not want to explore on your own. Because we have some beautiful areas, but there are a couple of places that are a little more secluded, and so you might not want to go by yourself, but with a group you'd be fine, you know. Because you have to think about... okay, if this is a little more secluded, what happens if I get injured? How am I going to get out of here?
Right.
And so kind of keeping those things in mind as well. And then I think the last thing I would say is you get coaching advice. They have a wealth of knowledge, and they're willing to share that knowledge with you. And it's that perfect opportunity to learn. And not only can you learn from them, but you could also learn from the other runners in that group or in that fitness group. Maybe they have tried some things, they've learned that this works for me or this doesn't work, and maybe you're just getting started. So maybe, for example, like you're a beginner runner, and maybe this is you're training for a half marathon for the first time. Well, it's important to know how to fuel and how to hydrate. Well, some of your fellow runners in your group maybe have tried different things, and they can give you some examples of things to try, different types of items, and that's the time when you're training to try those things out, to figure out what works for you and your body.
Very good tips for sure. More with Coach Kesta about group fitness after a quick word from our sponsor. OMRR has a Bass Pro Marathon and Half Marathon training group. They'll do their best to meet all needs. Whether you're a beginner and never trained before or a seasoned runner looking to PR, there will be nutrition and supplement support, nutrition advice on how to train before, during, and after a run. There will also be some of the Bass Pro ambassadors out running the courses with you. Some days there'll even be a little strength training and yoga after some of the training events. The Bass Pro Shops Conservation Marathon and Cohaig Half Marathon are both on Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. There's still time for you to train. Check in daily with the Facebook group. You're looking for Bass Pro Marathon and Half Marathon Training Group hosted by OMRR. talking with Coach Kessa about running and fitness groups. Like you said, when you talk to other people, you spark conversation to get a program or ideas that work for you. Not everything is cookie cutter. And I think that's important to know too. Even if maybe you go to a running group and running's not your number one love, for example, for fitness, you might find out about some riding groups or some other kickboxing things or just overall fitness.
Absolutely, because it's important to cross train, and people, I think, are putting more value on that. And by talking to others in the group, you will find those different areas, and they can recommend a gym or a boxing group or, you know, a biking club or something. And that goes a long way, I think, you know, getting those tips and those recommendations from others. And then, you know, just I think having fun with it. And like you said, everything's different for everyone. So maybe it's not your love, or maybe it is, but at the end of the day, we're all on our own journey. You know, we're not competing with the person next to us or in front of us. It's our own personal journey, and I think that's important to keep in your mind.
Absolutely. You're involved with several ones, so go ahead and plug them. How can somebody get plugged in if they're looking for a group?
So, yes, I am involved with a couple of different groups, one with them being Godspeed. So that's similar to, if you've heard Run for God, we do a devotional. And so we will train for, typically it's a more of a beginner group, and so we will train for a 5K. We will do an 8 to 9 week training session a couple of times a year, meeting a couple of times during the week. But then also we like to keep going even if we're not officially training for a race. We still like to keep going. So we have a Facebook page, you know, Godspeed 2019, powered by Team Run Like the Wind. You can find us on Facebook, or you can also contact me via email as well. And that's Coach Kesta, K-O-A-T-H, Kesta, K-E-S-T-A, wellness@gmail.com. I'm also involved with Team RWB, and that's Red, White, and Blue. This organization is helping our veterans get involved in their communities and through physical activity and social events, and civilians and veterans alike come together. It's wonderful to see these different sides of the community come together for a common goal. And we have fitness groups, we have running groups, and we too meet on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Tuesdays are usually at 6 p.m. It's in the evening, and then on Saturday mornings at 7:30 a.m. And typically on Tuesdays, we're at Phelps Grove Park. And Saturdays, I vary the locations to give us some variety. We check out those local trails. So if you're not familiar, we can get you familiar with them. We have some beautiful trails in this area, and I want people to know where they are so they may enjoy them at their leisure as well.
I think that's some great advice, good tips. Appreciate it. And hopefully some people will check out your groups or even start their own if they're so inclined.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that either. Make it work for you. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Coach Kesta.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Cat View, sponsored by OMRR. Their mission is to promote the health benefits of running, as well as the pleasurable and competitive aspects of the sport, while doing their part to improve the lives of others. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners began sponsoring several races for charity and started several running programs such as Runner of the Year, the PR Corner, and the Triple Crown of Racing, and you are invited to sign up or add your event to the calendar. Memberships always available at ozarkmountainridgerunners.org. Thank you again for listening to the Fit Cat Few. You can find out about subscribing to the TRVW podcast at fitcat.org. Talk to you next time. Take care.